At Father Dominic's invitation, Sister Terry arrived at the Apostolic Archive building beneath the Tower of the Winds at 3 that afternoon, excited to have such a rare opportunity after her shift was over. Historically, the Secret Archive, originally named more for privacy than for secrecy, was the Pope's personal library of all documentation dealing with church issues over the past 1,200 years. In contrast, the Vatican Museum featured the Church's vast holdings representing many of the world's finest artistic and literary achievements. Over those centuries, the Vatican had acquired millions of illuminated manuscripts, letters, and documents from heads of state, the rarest books of all shapes and sizes, and a plethora of materials that went well beyond dealing specifically with church issues. The archives were a living portrait of the entire human race, and the most exhaustive chronicle of original documents anywhere, addressing virtually every theological, political, scientific, and artistic pursuit through the ages. As the elevator descended to the cavernous underground archives built deep beneath the sun-drenched Pina courtyard, Dominic explained the layout of his domain. "When we exit, we'll be in the gallery of the metallic shelves. It's been measured at around 53 linear miles of shelving space, not to mention wherever else materials can be stacked. We seem to be running out of space as new volumes of material join centuries of work already here, and the vast majority of it is as yet uncatalogued. That will be part of your job, Ian, helping to organize, identify, interpret, and index the crushing amount of information found here. All manner of books and papers acquired since the 8th century, political and religious tracts, account ledgers, personal records, and correspondence of the popes and the Curia, the Vatican's governing body, have been sitting here just waiting for you. Think about that." Duffy's face was aglow with anticipation. "I had no idea it was this big and so convoluted." The elevator doors opened to reveal rows upon rows of gray galvanized steel shelving as far as the eye could see. There were no windows to cause light polluting damage to the archives, so as they moved through the darkened aisles, sensors activated amber lighting overhead, which automatically extinguished behind them a few moments later after sensing no movement. Dominic took them into the miscellaneous section, featuring 15 enormous armadi, or ancient poplar cabinets, each bearing the Borghese papal coat of arms and filled with thousands of documents which had never been seen for centuries, much less catalogued. "I did the math once," Dominic said. "Each of these cabinets contains around 10,000 packages of papers which have never been explored by anyone, ever. They've just been stored here for God knows how long. To inventory just one package of materials would require the full-time effort of two experts over a week's time. So to record the contents of all 10,000 packages in one cabinet alone would require nearly 200 years, and we have 15 cabinets. That doesn't even count the miles of materials on the shelves, which are mainly just organized by year." "And I thought my job was overwhelming," Sister Terry said, her mouth agape in astonishment. "Just think of what historic secrets any of these might hold." Dominic sighed as they walked farther. Yes, just one such long-forgotten document had led him only a year ago to revelations that could have shaken the church to its core. Not to mention other dust-laden texts that he and only a few others had uncovered, which led to yet other secrets. Dominic now held knowledge that could never be publicly revealed, confidential historical skeletons only a precious few now shared. He glanced at the shelves heavy with history, wondering what else awaited discovery. They had reached a far corner toward the back of the gallery when Duffy noticed an impressively large wooden door in the shadows. "What's behind that?" he asked, intrigued. "That's the Riserva. The most highly classified materials are kept in that room. I'm afraid no one is allowed entry except for the Pope and me, though Cardinal Petrini, as Secretary of State, does have a key."